So we're gonna be calling Shannon Hyde.
Downey, this is your team. Please meet us at Dairy Queen. We miss you, Downey. Please.
Okay, we are rolling. Welcome back, everyone. We are here yet again, 1 year later, doing another Halloween special, spooky season, one of the most exciting times of the year, I would say, with two very fine gentlemen. One, we have a tennis fanatic on the show, Barry B. Benson. Welcome back.
What's up?
And then we also have a man who has been seen washing his hands in the most disgusting of places and is also built differently. Kenny G, welcome back to the show. You don't like that intro? It looks like you don't like that intro. Is there a reason for that? You look a little put out from that.
I feel like as soon as the show started, you already started off disrespecting me, you know? But I want an introduction with some respect, por favor.
I do respect you, dude. I've known you for so long. You're one of my closest friends. Like,
that was a hurtful intro.
You know, do you want me to try again? I said you were also constructed differently.
As soon as you start off, people are going to think of me for the entirety of the video. I washed it. Man, bro. I don't want that reputation.
We can play the footage for everyone right now.
No, man.
All right, let me try again.
Before the intro, we just start with the footage, and then we get into it.
I'll try again. All right, welcome back, everyone. Another episode of the Shannon Show. I'm joined today with a man who is dressed like a frog for every Halloween since freshman year. Barry B. Benson is back on the podcast, as well as Kenny G., the man who has been going through bulking season since freshman year as well. Welcome.
This is a much better intro, man.
There you go. You've been bulking for a while now. Is it paying off? Yeah.
Actually, I started my cut a couple weeks
ago. Oh. And how's that progressing?
I've lost 8 pounds since.
Damn. Is it easier or harder than bulking?
Oh, it's definitely harder.
Mm.
Yeah, only because I have like a lot of cravings.
Really? Like a pregnant woman?
Huh?
Is it a lot of cardio?
No, I don't do cardio. I probably do, though.
That's why it's so hard.
This is the only thing that hasn't changed about Kenny, bro. Like, he's gone through, he's getting on into this fitness stuff, working on his diet, working on his workouts, but still, no cardio.
No.
Not an ounce.
No, yeah.
So this man even walks slower now.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Mass to carry around.
We're walking through Tampa, right? And I'm walking at like medium pace. Like, I'm not sprinting. And every like 5 yards, this man's just falling behind.
Yo, that's literally Papio. Shannon's legs, bro, they're so big, so they cover so much area.
But we were walking around the city in a vertical line. It was just like me, then you, just one behind the other.
Whenever Shannon would send snaps, he'd have to like turn around. I remember that.
True.
For real, and I turn around and Kenny's just like, a lot of mass. He's got to carry around a lot of stuff there. But he's good. He's looking great. He's very strong, very cool. He does a great cannonball, by the way. Did that in my pool. You know, more mass, more splash. Everyone likes more splash. No comment? All right, guys. It's been 1 year since our last Halloween episode. You guys have both been on the podcast since then. But I just want to go over some milestones since that episode happened, because we've both done some great things in our lives since then. So, Garrett, I want to congratulate you. In the past year, you finally came out. So I'm just, like, really proud of you. Just, like, it's just something we've been talking about for a while.
Chill.
Wait, Garrett, did you actually come out?
No.
Bro, chill.
Shannon,
did I miss it?
You missed it, bro. He had a live stream and everything. He had a gender reveal. And he had a gender reveal. And there was a bunch of blue balloons.
Shannon, did you
actually have a video?
No. This is fake.
Roll the footage.
There is no footage.
Shannon, play the footage right now.
The footage is playing for everyone watching.
There's no footage. This is such cap.
Well, I just want to say congrats. Listen, Garrett, I know it's still getting, you have to take some time to get used to it, you know, being out like that. But I mean, I just want to be the first one to congratulate you, like, publicly. And Kenny will be the second, right, Kenny?
Yo, I just want to let you know, bro, I'm so proud of you, how far you've come, bro.
Man. We were the first ones to know way back when. Yeah.
Yo, me and Shannon, we always knew it. We're just glad that you're completely out here in public.
I can't believe you did this to me, Shannon. I can't believe you know what you've done. You know what you've done, Shannon.
I'm helping you. This is a favor. I remember every day I'd get home from tennis and my mom would be like, bro, is Garrett gay? I'm like, Mom, look, we're not there yet.
Cap.
We're not there. We're still trying to work on that.
That is such
like
cap.
Trying to Kenny. Learn about himself, figure himself out. You know. Kenny's just glad we're putting it on someone else. We're always like bashing Kenny. So this is a good turnaround.
Yes, man. It makes me so happy. I'm not
Kenny likes to see hate spread. He's a menace.
Bro, I feel like Kenny is like, bro, Kenny was all like, yo, when did this happen?
Hey, yo, don't like, spotlight
to
me.
There's no way, dude.
Oh, keep Kenny, don't. No, no, Kenny, it's okay. I know you also have a milestone over the past year as well that I want to address that I'm very proud of you for. We were hanging out and you took the dump of the year inside an art museum in Tampa Bay. So I just want to congratulate you. That was just a huge splash. The bathroom has not recovered since then. They had a janitorial crisis in the Tampa Bay Art Museum.
Shannon's mad that he had to stand up and wait outside the bathroom.
Bro, 15
for
minutes.
For more than 8 minutes. I told him, Shannon, give me 5 minutes. As soon as he hit 5 minutes, he texted me in all caps, where are you? or something like that. I was like, well, come on, man. Gotta give me some time on it.
Bro, I was having such a good day. Like, we just had, like, this big old burger. Those burgers slapped, like, all jokes aside.
I actually still think about it. Like, I texted you.
Yeah.
Actually still thinking about those burgers sometimes.
Yeah, anyways, and we're walking back to my car. It's pouring rain. I'm soaked. Like, I'm just ready to go home, bro. And Kenny's like, let's stop in the art museum real quick. I gotta use the bathroom. I'm like, oh, he's just gotta pee. Like, no big deal. Like, he's just gotta take a leak. This man's like, God damn, take me 5 minutes. I was like, what? So I'm just standing there. It was like 15 minutes, Kenny. I saw people go in and come out and go in and come out. Like, just like people cycling through. And like, I look in there and like, I was like, where is he? Would it be weird if I went in and knocked? I just want to make sure you're all right.
I'm sorry, I can't take a dump in 2 minutes the way you do, or 30 seconds, or whatever it does. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know you really pay attention to your diet. Do you have, like, some congestion in there? Like, any issues?
No, actually.
No? Okay.
No.
That's good. I'm glad everything's coming out cleanly.
I drink a gallon of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best to eat a good portion of vegetables.
That's great. Well,
my digestion is great. Thank you.
A lot of respect for you. They actually have a new exhibit within the stall now. That's a part of the art museum. It's they never flush the toilet. They just keep it there, and they have a little plaque for you. It's good stuff. Congratulations. You know, we were making great strides this year. One last milestone that Kenny and I accomplished together was we finally made it inside of a. And this is actually. Cool. Like, just a That's tremendous a milestone for us. So, you know, Kenny, I just want to take a moment to enjoy this together and say I'm so proud of us.
All right. Before anything, are you actually putting this on the podcast?
It's okay. Your girlfriend doesn't watch.
There is no way, yo.
Bro, this is all going on. This is the Shannon show. Bro, I got the merch on. What do you mean? This is real.
This is not going on the damn podcast.
This is the what do you mean?
This is wrong. No.
We talked about it last year, and then we actually made it in.
Who watches this?
Well, you paid $25 for the back room.
Oh.
Bro, Shannon. You're exposing us. You're literally just putting us on here and expose us.
Bro, my friend laughing as if he didn't do the exact same thing before I first.
Bro, it was a great deal. It was a good offer. Limited time. Summer special.
So were the girls there for like a limited time or was the deal there?
No, it was the deal. It was the 25 for one. Yeah. Usually, I think it's like 35. So, you know, you got to take advantage of those sorts of financial opportunities when you can.
So you knew before you came to Florida that
I mean, I did some research. I really like to get to know my surrounding small businesses and learn about my community.
So can you just switch over to Garrett? So Garrett, when you go to strip, look for guys. How does it work exactly?
So is this what this podcast is going to be? Just... The entire podcast is just hell. Kenny, were you washing your hands in the toilet? Oh wait, no, Garrett, you could have missed. No way.
This is not usually what the Shannon Show is all about, guys. This is the best military kids podcast. Come on, get it together. Who led us in this direction? What's going on here? Kenny, are you tying your shoes?
No, I'm sorry. I'm boiling water into my.
Oh, no worries. Garrett and I, we can carry on the show without you. That's really not an issue, to say the least.
Yep.
Garrett, you know Kenny's actually washed a ping pong now. This is actually very serious. Like this man came into my house and he looked so rusty, and then he blamed it on him being out of shape. He said he's too big for ping pong, he's too strong, and that he was in not good enough shape to move back and forth from each side of the table. Kenny, that is true, and you cannot deny that.
For shame.
I cannot. I cannot deny that.
He's too strong for ping pong now. Garrett, analysis.
That's such cap. That's cap.
He's just bad.
That is a cap and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's as it's always been. He just can't compete, you know?
No, he can't. He's never been as good as you and I, if we're being honest. Like, being actually honest. Even back in the Kubi Cafe, it just wasn't exactly competitive whenever Kenny stepped up to the table.
But then again, I would say, like, you weren't ever as good as me either. So.
Well, I mean, watch yourself. I'm gonna go that far. What do you mean? We were pretty evenly matched.
I would usually. I'm pretty sure I used to just roll you like at times. So.
That's not true. What do you think I am? Some joke? You think I'm Seth or something?
Yeah, bro. I wanted to play you at that fucking.
That would have been so much fun, honestly.
Yeah, I wanted to play you, but. I can't believe Seth got on. And you lost to him. Did you lose to Seth?
The format was so stupid, man. The format was so dumb, bro.
In front of everybody.
All right, this is the one thing you guys got on me. I haven't done anything else. Yes, I lost to Seth in front of the whole school. I've also done some great things in front of the entire school. And I lost to him. It was stupid, bro. It was like who wins the most points in like 45 seconds. There was no structure. There was no serves. There was no rules. It was dumb.
You lost to Seth. You could.
It doesn't count.
You could have lost.
It doesn't
to me
count.
Instead. You could have lost to me instead.
There's a lot of honor in that. I would have taken that much better. I was very upset by that. Actually,
so are we stalling until this person comes? Is that what's happening right now?
No, this is all legit. This is literally the show.
You're literally lying, bro. There's
no, I'm not lying. I will post this. I need content, bro. This is good. This is what the subscribers want.
I'm being produced. Bro, don't actually put this on there, bro.
Bro, your girl doesn't watch. It's fine. Does she? Does she? Or does she? Does she watch? Roommate! Woo!
Roommate!
Welcome to the Shannon Show. Roommate! Roommate! Roommate, yeah, come over here. Roommate, can we talk to the roommate? Kenny, can we talk to your roommate?
Get the roommate out here.
Roommate!
That's not my roommate, bro, guys. This is my friend.
Oh, not the roommate? Does he want to come on the show? What's his name?
Leo.
Leo, welcome to the podcast.
He's actually half Sri Lankan. He looks completely Asian, but he's actually half Sri Lankan. Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Wait, impressive.
Because I don't know that many Sri Lankans. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I thought you were the
only one. I only know Kenny. Okay. Yeah. How's Kenny? What's it like being friends with Kenny?
Well, I barely know this guy. But I met this year, you know. But apparently, like, me and his dad are like best friends.
Yeah, our friends are like buddies. Oh. I mean, our dads are our buddies.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. I love Mr. Abraham. He's such a gent.
Yeah, he's
class act.
You guys went to high school together?
Yeah.
To say the least. Yeah, we.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys all like military, like.
Yeah,
kids in military.
That's actually Shane. It's a great opportunity to tell him what your podcast is about.
Oh yeah, Leo, that's what the podcast is all about. Thank you, Kenny, for that little segue there. This is the best military kids podcast on the internet. Leo, you need to subscribe so you can keep up to date with all the military kid information. We have a merch store, as you can see right here. It's we got great content, weekly episodes, clips, Instagram memes. It's a fun time here at the Shannon Show.
What's your podcast called?
The man, that hurts. I only said it like.
You have to say it like 10 times.
Dude, that was my bit. That's like rehearsed. It's ingrained in my head. I thought it was better than that, but it's okay. I'll send you the link. It's fine. We'll make it work.
Don't send it to me. I'll send it to you.
Cute.
You guys actually see right
now? Yeah, we actually are.
Oh, my bad.
I'm not getting to that or not.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. You're absolutely good. So since you've known Kenny, is there anything that you've like noticed about him? Any like certain personality traits, you know, something that... You know, what's he like? I want to know what your perception of him is because we've known him for so long.
Here is recorded.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's different meeting somebody like when your parents know each other and then
right.
You just meet somebody. But I mean, when I met him at first, like I just like he doesn't believe me, but like he has like an accent, right? He has like a slight accent.
Do I lie?
He has like a slight accent.
Right? Sri Lankan accent?
Yeah. Very, very slight. So
interesting.
Do you think so? No. These guys have known me for years, so I want to know.
You don't know
them.
Any Sri Lankans, right?
I thought you were just bad at English, bro. I don't know.
anyway, so I met him, right? And then I just asked, hey, what like ethnicity are you? Because I had to tell, right? And then I'm actually half Sri Lankan. I was like, bro, me too. And he didn't believe me.
I'm not half Sri Lankan. I'm fully Sri Lankan.
No, I was going to say. Yeah.
He said he's Sri Lankan. And I was like, yo, me too. I'm like half Sri Lankan. And then from there, it's like, I mean, it was just like the RA was saying hi to me. And from what I know, like, he's just really open to meeting people, you know? He's just really open
to
me. So that's a good thing, you know? Networking in that sense, it's like, it's pretty good. So, when you keep an open mind about the people you meet, it brings on a lot of new opportunities. So,
it's pretty cool. Bro.
Absolutely, yeah. Wow,
girl.
He's a hardworking guy too. I hope you guys your friendship can flourish because Kenny, he's a great guy to have around. Seriously, good wingman to have in your corner. But not that great though, because Garrett's gonna be my best man. Unfortunately.
Are you serious right now?
Official announcement: first wedding. The first one will be Garrett, right, Garrett? And then the second one will be Garrett.
We're gonna alternate.
He's always planning happy weddings.
Yeah. Hey, nice meeting you guys. All right.
Oh, nice meeting you. Yes. Thank you for joining the show. Right. Yeah.
Good luck in your appreciate podcast.
It. Right. Thank you. Yes.
Huh?
Garrett, so do you want the first or the second?
First.
Yeah. Everyone remembers the first one, if we're being straight.
Yeah. That's how it is.
So is the best man still called the best man at your wedding, even though you're going to be with a man?
Okay.
That's a lot of men in the equation. Sorry. I'm done. I'm literally done. Dude, it is messed up. I'm not a good friend.
Lil Nas?
Dude, Lil Nas, though. Like, if I did swing that way, Lil Nas would
be... I'm on a Lil Nas pack. Is that what I'm like?
Yes. I wonder... Where did he go? What
Kenny
is wrong with him? Classic
probably
Kenny.
Probably going to wash his hands after handling all that rice.
Yeah, probably. I want to talk a little bit about Halloween, just because that's what this
is. It is a Halloween
about.
Special.
It is the Halloween special, so I guess we're obligated...
I'm wearing a fucking hat.
You are a fraud here today. You're usually a bee.
We should probably address it since that's why I got the bee right here. I got the frog up here.
So. You're really just a bee in a frog costume, which is complicated.
It is.
Yeah.
Very complicated.
However, I like mention you to other people, which isn't too often, don't worry. But I'm like, yeah, Kenny and Barry. And they're like, Barry. I'm like, yeah, Barry B. Benson. They're like, the bee. I'm like, yeah, it's complicated. There's no good way to explain it. I'm like, he wore black and yellow. That's the story.
That's the whole thing.
That's literally the whole thing. And well, it started because I got mad at you in that one video, right? And then I went on a rant.
Oh yeah, like, that was supposed to be like an insult.
Yeah. I was like my high pitched voice, Barry B looking ass.
Barry B looking ass.
Calling balls out when they're clearly on the line. I might put that in. I might. That'd be pretty funny. Can't even lie. So, guys, we're going to be drafting Halloween candy. So, I'm not sure if you guys are big candy people, but we're going to be drafting our favorite Halloween candy. At the end, we'll do 3 picks each. We'll have the viewers tell us who picks the best candy in their opinion. But does that make sense? No, on board? So
so
I guess
are we could... like are we creating our own?
No. So you basically just pick whichever Halloween candy is your favorite, and then I'll pick my favorite, then Kenny will pick his favorite, and then you'll pick another one.
Our one favorite candy.
One, you'll pick three total, and we'll go in order.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It can be anything. I don't care which candy you like. I might be pissed if you pick my candy, but yeah. Barrett, would you like to go first? I can go first for an example. Or you can go.
Let's have you go first.
With the first overall pick in the Shannon Show Halloween Candy Draft, I select the best Halloween candy, Sour Patch Kids. Pencil it in.
I should have gone first.
I go second.
Sure, Kenny, please go ahead. Second overall pick here.
I'd pick the best Halloween candy. I'm gonna just keep it plain and simple, you know? Twix.
Interesting. Yeah. Is that a left Twix or a right Twix, sir?
I actually never got that. I never understood the left, right.
They don't taste differently to you?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's a bummer. Okay.
Not a real Twix
enthusiast. Twix. Enjoy. Not a real Twix enthusiast. So. I'm joking. Barry? You're on the clock, sir.
I would have to concur with you, Shannondale, with Sour Patch.
You can't pick mine.
If I can't pick yours, I would have to go like Skittles. Yeah, or like,
okay.
You know those sweet tarts?
Sweet tarts are
good. I love those ones.
Yes, Kenny.
Are you guys chocolate people or candy people?
Ooh, I'm a little bit of both. Person.
No. You had to pick like one. Like, which one are you like more?
If I had to pick one, it would be candy.
Candy?
I can't do like dark chocolate.
I do like some milk chocolate though. Like, it depends on the mood. Good. It really does, man. Like, there's some candy if you eat too much, you just feel sick. But I could also just eat like chocolate forever.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Chocolate trumps candy for me.
I feel like chocolate is like long run. Like, you can eat a lot of chocolate, but then candy is more like short run. You know, you can have some, but you can't eat a lot.
Barry, what was your official pick? Skittles or sweet tarts? If you had to have one
for the first, first one, I'll do sweet tarts. I'll do those.
Sweet tarts. Yeah. I think those are better than Skittles too. Do you guys ever hear that rumor when you're kids, like Skittles have bugs in them?
I've never heard that.
No, I don't. I think everything that comes. And candy has a little bit of bug in them and like the assembly line. I don't know, whatever. That's not what this is about. My second pick. Okay. I'm gonna go with the Kit Kat. I'm a Kit Kat guy.
Oh my gosh, bro. That was gonna be my second pick.
That was your dude. I don't know. Shannon's there's something just, about it. I'm just boonking candies out here.
Just
ruthless.
Yeah, just taking all our picks, bro.
I'm still going next.
There's something about like just that snap, you know, you snap them apart, it snaps in your mouth. It's good. Chocolatey, not too much. I like the smaller ones, not like a full bar. Anyways, Kenny, your second pick, sir.
Second pick is Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Oh, dude, that's going to be my third one. That is elite, bro.
Dang.
Oh, that is.
They are pick. Good.
Those ones specifically, too.
Dude, I used to eat those all the time at Kubi. Yes. I'd just be snacking on them.
Yeah, for real.
That's all I would ever get.
Where did they have them?
They had them at the little Exchange. Express. Yeah, or like, why am I forgetting the name of what it's called? But the
Shopette?
Yeah, the Shopette, yeah.
Yeah.
They had them at the Shopettes. Yeah. So like... Right outside Lester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lester. I'm forgetting my names. It's been so long.
It is like it is weird, like how long it's been. You kind of forget.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up.
All right, good. Are you gonna stick with the? Yeah.
For a second, after thinking about it, I'm gonna have to go Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That's my third, bro. Come on,
is that,
man.
Is it the cups or?
Like the cups, yeah.
Reese.
The cups, yeah. They're good. It's like just enough in the cup. Like I can't do those huge ones.
Yeah.
But like the normal cups are really good.
I gotcha.
The perfect blend, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little, I'm on the fence here. I think I'm going to go Hershey Kiss. Just like a small little piece of chocolate. Yeah, this little smooch, right, Kenny? You like a little Hershey Kiss?
Bro, why?
What? I don't know. That's just my pick, bro. I think it's a really good amount. I can eat like four of them. They're good. What? What's funny, bro? There's nothing funny. I was thinking either that or maybe like Sour Skittles. I like Sour Skittles a little bit.
I like Sour Skittles, but I feel like once you finish the like pack, you just feel nasty.
Your mouth just is like destroyed.
Yeah, you're just, yeah, just in shambles.
All right, Kenny, your final Halloween candy pick.
Final. I think this final pick is going to be something that you have like a few amounts in your Halloween bag, you know, it's like a couple. It's Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
I know,
bro. Kenny's the type of dude to say 100 grand, bro.
This, I don't think too many.
Is it underrated?
I think too many people are like allergic to nuts, so I don't even think this will be like a popular one. But like, I like a crunch in chocolate, so
gotcha.
Crunch.
I can't remember the last time I had a Mr. Good Bar. That's an interesting pick. Garrett, to round out your team.
Oh yeah, mine would definitely have to be, you know, those like Werther's, like
the little the grandma candy.
psych. Nah. No, my third would have to be, let's see, like Warheads.
Oh.
Those are good.
Wait, actually, hold on.
Only you can't eat a lot of them.
Yeah, those are painful.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Kenny, were you going to make a change?
You going to change?
I was going to say either Mr. Good Bar or the other one, I think it's called 100 Grand.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's just wrap it up. I'm gonna save you the thing there. All right, thank you for being with us.
Like,
Halloween candy,
like,
draft.
I love Almond Joys.
Oh my gosh, I do though.
Dude, Kenny's the guy to bring with you on Halloween. He eats all the candy you don't want.
Yeah.
My god, my favorites, bro.
Bro, that's actually so funny. I now have we have one of the preposterous members here with us today. So I would be extremely mistaken if I didn't do a preposterous predicament.
Does that mean?
Garrett, one of the experts, yes. And Kenny, of course, you're going to be with us for this as well. I did not make this one up myself. I saw this on another podcast that I listened to, and I found it very interesting. And I want to save it specifically for you guys, because I think you guys have the expertise needed to answer such difficult questions. So play the saw Fire. Music. Three seconds on the clock. Here we go. Would you rather have to fight a chicken every time you get into a car or fight an orangutan once a year, but you get a sword? Are you
okay? And it's random? Is it random?
Random. Like, so anytime during the year the orangutan will spawn, you will then have to fight to the death, and it'll be every year you have to fight an orangutan.
See, the orangutan's all fun and games until you're like Kenny and you're like taking a massive dump and then the orangutan just like kicks down the door, you know, like
that is true.
Like I wouldn't want
go ahead Kenny. Yeah.
I'd like to be the first one to make my pick.
Already? I need some analysis here.
Okay. All right. I pick the chicken. Chicken. Every time I get into the car. I'll tell you why. Please. So, That means every time I kill a chicken, that's free chicken in my fridge.
I knew he was gonna say that. I knew he was gonna say that.
It's the endless food debate all over again.
That's just extra protein. I feel like that would be enough. Like a chicken every time, like, dude, I'd be like going to my car and like I wouldn't even have to go anywhere. I'd just go there to get some chicken. I just open the door and then.
Also, Kenny's kind of huge. He's like built, so he would just kind of like punch it once and he'd just die.
Yeah, now that's gonna be so annoying, though.
Oh, it is, but worth it.
So you're telling me you're gonna defeather this chicken, take it apart, cook it, and eat it?
Yeah. Why not?
Do you have any experience doing this?
I mean, no, but like after like doing it like 4 or 5 times.
Bro, wait a second. There's no way you could kill a chicken.
Why is that?
Bro, I'm trying to imagine you sitting in the car seat and the chicken's flying all over the place in the car. You're like, oh shit, bro. Oh shit. Oh. See? Like somebody else.
No, it would be hard at first, but after the first couple, I'd like have a strategy.
You gotta fight it in the car.
Wait, what? In the car? I mean, I guess that would make things easier, so I wouldn't have to like run around, right?
I guess so.
You like let it out and then like
I was gonna say you could have like a chicken car. A chicken coop.
No, you have to fight the chicken to the death though. Like you can't let the chicken live and live in a coop. Chicken coop.
The coop is the car.
The coop, no. Is that what they actually call the chicken house? The coop. It's a good little play on words. Garrett, what are you thinking here? That's so annoying, though. Sorry, it's just so annoying having to fight a chicken every time I get in a car.
Okay, but at least you're prepared for it, though.
Like that is true.
You're going into your car, you're like, all right, I'm about to destroy this chicken. Like this chicken is not going to stand a chance. But then with the orangutan, it's random. So you could be like doing your taxes or something, just like. Boom, orangutan.
What if you're like running late for work and you're like, oh shit, gotta fight a chicken? You just always have to count it into your day. What if you get somewhere, you're running a quick errand, like you get in your car to go to Target, you fight the chicken, you come out of Target with your shopping bags, gotta fight the chicken again to drive home, you stop for gas, fill up your car, get back into the car, gotta fight the chicken again because you just got back into your car.
Honestly, I think fighting the chicken
to get back in.
Should take like a minute. I'll tell you how. All right. So the chicken's going all over the place. He's gonna be crazy, right? You're gonna be calm because this happened a bunch of times. So you're gonna be calm and collected. And you're gonna wait for the chicken to like, you know, like you're gonna watch its pattern, just going here, there, da da da, da and then you're like, all right, there, and then you catch it, right? As soon as you get it, you put it into a chokehold. All right.
What? And then the chicken's neck is like this big, bro. How are you?
I know. It don't matter. Either like this or like this. All right.
Bro, with chickens, you can just be like, hit him on the back of the neck and just like kill him. I'm pretty sure.
There is chicken killing experience, well, clearly.
I guess one way or another, I'm going to snap its neck. And then after that, game over. You know, I don't think it like, you know, because their neck's kind of thing. Just, you know?
Also, there's just constantly chicken feathers in your car. Like, no matter, like, there's just always chicken, like, and feathers. Chicken and poop just all over the place all the time. You'll just be the guy who drives the chicken feathered and poop car.
Now you're just adding to it.
No, that's literally.
I mean, it's a live chicken, though.
It makes sense. You're fighting a real chicken. The chicken's feathers are going to get everywhere. The chicken's going to be shitting everywhere. And, like, this is just. I'm just letting you know what you're signing up for. And you're going to. If you, like, eventually. I know right now you're in school, but eventually you're going to be driving your car every day of your life. Multiple times you're going to be getting into that car. And you're going to be fighting multiple chickens a day. You're going to be like, what the fuck am I doing? I should have just fought that orangutan once last week, and I would have been good for the year. And, Kenny, you're wrong. I'm taking the orangutan every time. I get a sword. I get a sword. I will learn.
Wait, so like when it starts, you just get a sword like in your hand?
Yes.
Like the orangutan, you just see an orangutan running at you and you're just like, oh, I have a sword now.
Well, maybe do you have to carry the sword around all the time? No. The orangutan is always like the orangutan spawns in, the sword spawns in, you fight. Nothing is real. We're all a simulation anyways. This does make sense. Also, like, there's no way I lose because I'll just learn some, like, martial art form of sword fighting. the monkey doesn't, like, he has no idea what a sword is. He doesn't know I'm about to slice his head off. It'll be 30 seconds max, and then I'll be done with it. So, Kenny, you're going to spend a minute every day fighting a chicken. I'm going to dismantle an orangutan in 30 seconds, and chop him up, and then I'll eat him like you eat the chicken. And then I'll have a meal for a month because there's so much more orangutan than there is chicken in your car.
It's kind of disgusting, man. You would eat monkey meat?
No, I wouldn't actually eat monkey meat. But if I had to, I would. I would. Oh, I don't know. I think you get diseases from that.
Monkey meat? I don't think. Is there
actually, yes, I will eat monkey meat for the sake of the argument. I'm sure
people eat monkey meat. I don't know, though. Like, I feel like you won't always be prepared for the orangutan, though.
You know what, like, Garrett? You know, you're never really prepared for anything in life. Life's going to throw a lot of things at you, and sometimes it's going to be an orangutan.
I guess so. I guess. But
also, this is like natural selection at its finest. Whenever I'm too old and too weak to fight off the orangutan, then I'll just die. And that's probably my time to go anyways. Like, if I can't beat off monkeys who are, like, lower than us on that evolution chain, then I don't deserve to be around anymore anyways.
Dude, that is a hot topic, bro.
Okay. What do you mean?
That's a hot topic, bro.
What's the hot topic?
Kind of controversial, man.
There's nothing controversial. I'll dismantle the orangutan until I'm physically incapable.
What are you saying?
It will be a movie. Dude, you know I'm going to be the orangutan guy. They're going to make a movie about me, a documentary, about how every year I have to fight an orangutan to the death. I'm going to have a crowd of people constantly follow me, just paying me money to record and tell me, for me to tell them my life story, just because I'm the guy who has dismantled 36 orangutans over my vast career. And they'll be like, at any second now, another one will come in and we'll do the same exact thing. And I'll show them my moves. I'll practice four times a day. Like, I'm the guy from the sword blacksmith place in Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm never going to die. I'm never going to lose. Never, never. I changed my mind. I'm never losing.
You would just be prepared to fight an orangutan.
All the time.
All moments. All the time. Every yes. moment of your life.
Mm-hmm. You know what I will willingly do? I'll carry a second sword. So that means I'll be dual wielding. Or I can just carry a gun and then none of this really matters. I can just
True. Get up.
Yeah, that kind of ruins the question. Anyway, Garrett, do you have an answer here?
This is a tough decision. But I would have to choose probably chickens in my car.
What is wrong with you? Are you kidding me?
I thought you were
better than this. I thought you were wiser than this. I brought you on as the panel of preposterous guy, and you're gonna choose the wrong answer. I mean,
okay. But if you do the chickens, like, you would get really good at killing chickens. Like,
by your 200th chicken,
you'll be really good.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive your car like everybody. Like, you can bike or you can take, like, public transit, whatever. Like, if
you're
really
gonna give up your car because you're scared of monkey,
I'll get a motorcycle.
No, you have to fight it there
now?
Too.
What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now?
Damn.
I'll get a horse-drawn carriage.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, Kenny.
Every time you open the car, it's like a chicken or not. Is it like for that day? Like that day when you...
No, every time. I've made this clear. Every time your butt touches the driver's seat.
Like a chicken just magically appears.
Yes. We'll just put it in the passenger seat. Actually, we'll put it wherever we want because I run this show. I could put the chicken wherever. I will be the chicken god watching over every move you make, Kenny. Every time you get into a car, I'll drop a chicken. I'll put it right on your head if I want to. It is so clear to me. I'm a little more passionate about this one than others.
I mean,
like, your ancestors worked so hard to become smarter and more intelligent and more functional than monkeys, and you're just going to take the L. You're going to be like, bring on chickens.
It's every year random. Like, you don't know.
It's when it's every coming. Day, bro. Every day you're driving your car.
Not if I don't have a car. But also, okay, but when I'm going to fight this chicken, first off, it's a chicken. Like, they are even lower on the evolutionary, like,
Yeah, so it's not impressive. You know? They're honestly, you'd probably lose. You'd probably scratch your ass up. You'd be losing to the chicken every day. Kenny would get his ass kicked by a chicken once a day. He's just like depressed. Okay. They make a movie about his life, the man who can't beat a chicken.
The man who can't beat a chicken. Nah, but like when you go in that car, you're prepared to fight a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, preparation is like, it's like a big thing. Like you gotta be ready to fight, you know? And like Shannon, tell me, bro, if you're taking a dump and an orangutan is like fucking like bust down the door, what are you gonna do?
And I got my sword, I'll stab it right in the heart.
While you're on the toilet, you will fight an orangutan with a sword.
This is a once a year problem. Like you're making it seem like this is
Shannon,
crazy.
Shannon,
like once a year, I'll fight.
Shannon, the one time you have to take a shit while you're walking outside, you go into a porta potty, and then all of a sudden there's an orangutan shaking the fucking porta potty. Like you're gonna fight it then? Is that what you're gonna
That'd be incredibly inconvenient. But if we're being honest, like don't we sleep for a third of our lives? So if there's one certain activity, then it'll come at me whenever I'm sleeping.
When you're sleeping, yeah.
And I'll pop up and stab it. And
you're not going to just wake up. You're not just going to wake up.
If an orangutan is there, yes. If there's a sword that spawns onto my lap, I will certainly wake up. You're telling me someone drops a sword on you while you're sleeping? You're just like, nothing.
I mean,
it depends on the type of sword, Shannon.
It depends on if the sword is like spawning on you, like dropping onto you, or it's just like appearing in your hand.
The sword drops like 50 feet in the air.
Dude, okay, but
slapped.
But then it like also depends like how close is the orangutan when you get this sword? Like how close is it when the fight started? Like if you were sleeping and it dropped on you and he's like way awesome. Far away. Like, you know he's coming, but he's far away. Like, it hasn't started. Then, like, I could see it, you know? But if you're sleeping and you just, like, wake up to, like, glass shattering as he like, punches out your window and he's, like, crawling into your bedroom. Like, that would be terrifying.
Then what?
And you have to go every day of every year knowing that could happen to you at any moment.
Actually, if I kill it, like, January 3rd, I'll have a pretty good year, you know?
Okay, but what if it comes in December, you know?
Like, I'll just be paranoid. But I'll also have my gun and sword on me. Like I'll be trained, I'll be ready. I'm not worried. I'm not gonna live my life afraid of a monkey. If he comes, I'll kill him. If not, then I'll have a great day. I really will. I'll enjoy my day just like I enjoy every day of life.
That's actually straight cap. That orangutan that them shits are strong, bro. And they could easily so cold. Okay, no, hear me out. The fact that you have to go every day that year thinking, right when you wake up, I could get attacked and killed by an orangutan. That would drive you insane, paranoia, anxiety. And whereas the chicken, you know the chicken is gonna be there only when you open that door and it's down.
Facts.
So you aren't traumatized by it. It's not something that's unexpected, you know.
Kenny, life is beautiful, man. Honestly, if you think about it, technically an orangutan could break into your room right now and try to kill you. You don't know.
You don't know.
You really don't know. Anything could happen. If there is infinite universes, then somewhere right now you are fighting an orangutan in that dorm room.
No.
That is a fact. Garrett, tell me that's not a fact. Somewhere right now, you are fighting an orangutan. I'm just keeping it real with you.
Okay, but the probability is so much lower. Like
very low. I'll give you that. But I'm saying like there's so many hazards. You get hit by a car. You could die in a plane crash. You could have a cat kill you. I don't know. But I'm saying is you can't live life scared of those dangerous situations.
Orangutan is guaranteed though. Like you know it's gonna happen.
1 in 365, and every day gets a little more likely.
Yeah.
That's okay. As long as I know the odds and I'm prepared, I'm okay to combat these things that life throws at me.
Bro, I feel like, dude, if this actually happens, Shannon would be like, yeah, I'm fine. And then the first fight would happen where he's like totally unprepared. And then after that, he'd just be like, oh my God, what did I do?
No. I would win handedly.
Shannon would just build himself like a little tower. He would just like live in that tower.
He'd be like Rapunzel?
Yeah. And you would be like 60 years old and you'd have 30 orangutans. You'd have 40 orangutans just like at the base of my tower. You gotta knock it over.
I like how the orangutans would spawn at the base of the tower, not in my tower. That's so nice of you, Garrett. There's just an orangutan horde.
Well, the way I saw it, it was like the orangutan, orangutan would just like come out of like the forest and just come at you. Like it wouldn't spawn with you.
It'd be like 50 yards out, maybe.
Yeah, it would just like you like so that it, like you would be walking, you'd see an orangutan coming towards you in the distance.
So it gets like a running start. It would get like a chance. Like other people are screaming, they think they're about to die. It runs right past them and just making a beeline for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it would just come out in the distance. So it wouldn't just like spawn next to you.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
There's someone out there right now who's not even listening to us and just watching Kenny eat his food. That's how they're spending their afternoon. Yeah, wave to them. Thank you for joining me for my meal today.
That's gonna be me.
This is Kenny G
watching this back.
They just have this on mute. They're just watching Kenny.
Yo, that sounds like a good special for your podcast. Just like Kenny eating,
and some
like we could have like a section. Just have a section.
Just have a you know like what? A series.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Okay. Okay.
No, go on eat.
Please don't mind us. Don't mind us. No utensils or anything. Don't mind us. This man's just.
I'm not eating no more.
What do you mean? You were just eating. We just saw you. I can play back the footage right now, actually.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So, Garrett, whenever Kenny visited me and we were driving back up north, back to Penn State, we stopped at my grandparents' house, right? And Kenny, he's a very respectful guy. You know, he's very nice and everything. He's great. And my grandmother has this machine that she has because she has a bad knee and it kind of loosens up her legs in the morning. It looks kind of weird, but it just helps her walk every day. It's like, you know, it's for medical purposes. Kenny hops on this machine, right? And, you know, he's talking about his glutes and his hammies and like how this is so good for some activation. My grandmother's like, yeah, that's great. That's great, Kenny. And this man hops on. He's like, Shannon, bump that thing up to 99. Puts this thing on max power. He's just sitting there in my grandparents' kitchen, shaking his ass like Tatiana. This man is jiggling all over the place. And I have the video as well, which is always very convenient. Yeah.
play on the podcast, right?
I will play it. I will play it for everyone. And I just want to say, Kenny, that was interesting.
Your grandma told me you use that to work out. She specifically told me that. I didn't know it was for her at first. I thought it was like an exercise machine.
Whenever Kenny sees an exercise machine, just immediately...
They look revolutionary.
Yeah, unless it's cardio.
Unless it's the bike.
Yeah.
It's basically doing the work for you without you doing the work.
It is kind of fascinating, not gonna lie.
It's a cheat code.
Kenny does love a good cheat code.
You should get one.
Yeah. Kenny's only stressed because his parents watch.
Nah, bro, they do. It's messed up because my... sister watches every day. She watches every episode.
Ah, well, you're gonna learn some things about Kenny G you never thought was possible.
Bro, don't put this on there, bro. Please, actually.
Bro, for real, bro.
Cut out some footage, bro.
Okay.
Or like beep it.
Just beep like a good 6 minutes of podcast.
listed as private video.
But I want my viewers to see it. This is the content they want.
No.
It's the Halloween special. It's spooky season.
Is this the content they want?
I don't know. I'm trying my best.
You don't know? You own the channel, bro. You're the one who should know, bro.
I try different things. I don't know. I try to mix it up every now and then. Give me a little fresh taste. This is like a good Shan Show throwback. This reminds me of the old days. Kenny still is doing occupied with things other than podcasting. Remember you were doing homework last time on the Halloween episode?
Dude, I was really busy freshman year. It was actually so crazy.
Yeah. Okay, we end up having a good night in Maryland. Mm-hmm. We went to University of Maryland. You showed me the campus. Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah, you gave me a great tour.
So, actually, how far away are you guys from each other? Like, how long's the drive?
From where?
Between the two of us?
Yeah.
Right now, because he's in Michigan, I'm in Pennsylvania. It's a long way.
Mm.
I don't know the exact number. It's not close.
Because I swear, aren't like the East Coast states like hella close to each other?
Michigan is actually like 2 hours away from Chicago, so we're actually on the borderline of.
Bro, I was in Chicago. Like,
well, you were everywhere. Bro. Get out of here.
He was actually just in New York, Kenny.
It was just a layover. It was a layover in Chicago, but
you go.
I was there. I went to New York.
Why? New York. Wet dreams are made of, right, Garrett?
Wet dream tomato. I went for like a conference, but it was boring. It was some nerd shit, so. But mainly, I just wanted to skip school and go to New York because my college is paying for it. So,
and you didn't give me any heads up so that I could meet you out there.
I did. 24 hours
notice. You gave me a 24 hours notice to drive to New York during a school week.
Yep.
It was like a Tuesday or something when he told us to.
It was like 2 a.m.
I'm going to kill you, bro. Like, he finally comes to the East Coast.
I did feel bad.
Finally comes to the East Coast. Nah, and it's just like, he's like, what if I just don't tell them? What if I just, did you consider just like flying over, flying back and saying nothing? Just like, maybe I could just sneak my way over and they'll never know.
Look, man, like, I was going to tell you, but then I was like looking at your Instagram and shit and I was just like your Instagram, your Snap, like your socials. And I saw you like posted this video of just you playing ping pong and you're just like so good. And I was just intimidated and I just didn't, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to have to play you in ping pong and like, lose. You know?
You lost twice. Yeah.
You lost twice.
Oh, man.
What a legendary video.
Halloween at college is something weird, man. Like, the costumes the girls be wearing these days. Like, I tell you what. I would 100 times out of 100 prefer a girl who is wearing a full inflatable T-Rex costume than a girl who is wearing a bikini with a halo and calling herself an angel. Can we second that? No?
I second.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you. Yes. It is so much better if you show me your Halloween spirit, your spooky season vibes, and your costume than you just being a, I don't, what's the best word? I don't know the word. I'm not trying to offend anyone here.
By a nitwit.
A nitwit. Yes, don't be a nitwit. Also, like, it's the end of October. It's cold outside. It's cold.
That is bad.
On some clothes. Don't do that to yourself. You dress like that every day. Just one day, put on a damn costume.
We need more inflatable T-Rex.
We need way more inflatable T-Rex costumes. Way more. I want to see, you know what? I want to see a hot girl dress up as like Bowser or something. Like, I want to see, like, you know, that's the kind of spirit I think this world needs. I think the world will really start to heal whenever hot girls start wearing Bowser costumes on Halloween.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you, Garrett. Garrett's having a hard time agreeing because, you know, sexuality.
All right. It was a great podcast.
It was great. I'm glad you guys came out.
All right, I'll see you later.
I do feel a little bad. I went a little hard on you guys today.
No, for sure. You definitely did.
Kenny's never coming back. That was it.
I mean, Kenny almost didn't even come in the first place. Our special. Sleeping. Were you sleeping? Don't lie.
I took a nap. Yeah, I took a nap.
Our special guest is not pulling up.
Who was it supposed to be?
I sent the Zoom link to Cadence.
Dog.
I swear I did. I literally did.
You said that. Bro, why didn't she show up?
I don't know. I told her at 8:40 she could join us, and well, we're well past that. So
she's probably taking a nap.
No, bro.
It runs in the blood in the family.
Oh, my sister probably forgot, bro. That's definitely what it is. She's going to be so mad when she remembers.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. She'll be watching it on the TV with the family and learning some horrible things about Kenny. And, you know, that's worth the price of admission.
I should have never drawn. I came on here.
Ah, you know, this is the last time we ever see Kenny on the Shannon Show. Possibly.
I might be dead, bro, after this video.
Because you're going to be fighting chickens every day.
No.
Barry, you'll be back, right? Panel Preposterous? Another
I'll
one?
Be back.
We have to do the third. You have to wrap up the trilogy.
I'll be back Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's going to be a good time. Getting the band back together. Kenny is not invited to that, unfortunately. Love you, bro. Okay, guys, I need to take a second because I've been a little hard. I do have so much appreciation for you guys, really, really, honestly. Because, Kenny, you were the first person I told about whenever I was thinking about doing this whole podcast thing in the first place. You remember this in your uncle's basement? I was like, man, I've been thinking about starting a podcast for a while now. And you're like, oh, really? What about? I was like, I want to talk to military kids. And you're like, bro, you should do that. You told me it was a good idea. And I was like, I've never told anyone that idea before. And you were supportive right from the get-go. So that gave me a little bit of confidence to, you know, get started. And later that year, I did get started and still doing it over a year later. And, you know, what was it? This is episode 57 or something, 56. And you guys are back on. So it is cool to see the progression. And it's kind of weird seeing myself grow over the past year, too, with like endless amounts of time of me talking on the internet, which is kind of scary to think about, especially whenever I have episodes like this where I say things that I do not want future employers to have any idea exist.
I'm saying, yo, they Google our name and they find this video.
Should I put our code names? Chandel Washington, Kenny Burner, and Barry B. Benson?
Yes.
All right, I can do that. Then Garrett. Garrett's always super eager to join.
Me?
Yeah, you've always been eager to come on the pod, yet you're here on time. Which,
I got here right on time.
But, I mean, we knew Kenny was going to be.
Yeah, it's fun.
We actually scheduled for 8:15. Like
podcast with you guys.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, sir. And you're the best frog in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's fun. It's fun roasting Kenny. So.
Yeah, you guys never give me back. What's up with that? Why are you so nice to me? It's because I haven't done anything.
To be honest, it's because you're perfect, bro.
Oh. My God, bro. You're for real, man. You're gonna make me tear up. Kenny's so high right now.
I'm literally look at
him. Bro, you're literally high as hell. You're so high, bro. You were just smoking before you came on here.
What?
Look how high he is right now. Kenny, you gotta stay off the gas.
What are you saying?
Goodbye, everybody.
Everyone, thanks for coming and watching it. If you have made it this far. Please follow Shannon on the socials. The Shannon Show. Is that right, Shannon? Just The Shannon Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, merch out some amazing t-shirts. Check that out, yo. If you want to be dripped out for this fall and this winter, check that out. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kenny Burner. And yeah, we'll see you guys on the next one.
And at the G Lawson, of course. We love our tennis fanatic.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't even use Instagram really anymore, to be honest. But, I mean, if you wanna follow, like, go ahead. But
I forgot Garrett had an Instagram, honestly.
Did Garrett, I really is the tennis it? Fanatic post deleted?
No, just archived.
Screw you. Screw you. Honestly, that pisses me off. I miss being able to comment on that shit. That makes me mad. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Really? Like, actually?
Yes.